This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Freshman State Representative Jimmy Anderson says he didn't want to become known as, quote, the wheelchair legislator. But as Laurel White reports, 8 months in office and a tumultuous national debate on health care reform changed his mind about putting his story front and center.
Representative Jimmy Anderson is visiting an elementary school in his district.
Good morning. Yeah, we want to see some action here. What are you guys working on?
Anderson hears about this class's art project. Then he's serenaded by a music class. As a small crowd of adults listens, Anderson tells students their parents make the rules for them.
My job is to make rules for these guys.
It's true.
But next time you guys are in the Capitol, if you manage to find my office, I got a big jar of candy. Make sure to stop by and say hello.
During this visit, none of the kids ask why Anderson is in a wheelchair, and he's okay with that. When he was sworn in January, he says he didn't want to be known as the lawmaker in a wheelchair, the go-to guy for bills about disability rights.
There are people that are probably not disabled that know more about disability rights and disability issues than I do. And so to think that just because I sit in this chair, I know everything about the issues is sometimes can be a little offensive.
He says when he started this job, he wanted to talk about tax policy, environmental issues, or education.
I'm a legislator in a wheelchair. I'm not the wheelchair legislator.
But the crash that put Anderson in the wheelchair was undoubtedly horrible. Even though he doesn't want people to focus on his disability or the accident that caused it, he will talk about it. He told the story at a press conference in June.
It was coming up about 7 years ago, and a drunk driver murdered my mother and my father and my little brother, and I had to be trapped in that vehicle, and I had to beg my little brother to tell me that he was still alive, knowing that he was already gone.
After the accident, medical bills piled up. Anderson was nearing lifetime limits on his insurance. He says he thought his life was over. Then he was notified that part of the Affordable Care Act kicked in, and lifetime limits were gone. He told that part of his story during a speech on the assembly floor.
And it was the most freeing moment of my life. As I often tell people, it's what gave me hope. It's what gave me the opportunity to put my life back together, and it's the reason I'm here today.
This summer, as Congress mulled a possible repeal and replacement of the Affordable Care Act, Wisconsin Democrats held town halls about health care reform. Anderson shared his story. His staffer, Logan Vidal, says it touched a nerve. People who heard it wrote in. They wanted to hear more.
Like, we had so many of those stories where it was like, oh, we have to talk about this, not just from a, we think this is going to, like, achieve our policy goals, but, like, our constituents are literally yelling at us, telling us to do this.
Anderson says that feedback opened his eyes, so he told his story more.
I do know that people in the community turn to me to be their voice because I live their life. I understand their experiences.
Anderson says he's no longer avoiding the wheelchair legislator identity.
And so it's important for me to be the best wheelchair legislator I can be.
And at the same time, he hopes people will realize that's not all he is. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.